Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS and Yanola girls tennis athletes Emily Allen and Lauren Danielson featured on today's show. We'll have that interview right after this on today's Lely Radio Sports page. And Yanola girls tennis varsity athletes who are?
Lauren Danielson.
Emily Allen.
Tell us a little bit about coming into this season, expectations for the team, a lot of returning talent, and I think very high expectations for this year as well. Is that how you guys see it?
Yes, we have a very good lineup this year. We should have a good set of matches ahead of us.
Yes, I fully agree. We have a great lineup going this year. I think definitely a big factor in that is our chemistry together. We've been playing most 3 years kind of together now, most of the varsity lineup, and it's definitely paying off.
Yeah, and I wanted to expand on that a little bit. This senior group has really come up, four or five of you, for a long time in this varsity lineup. How does that feel knowing that you've had the same team around for the last couple of years?
I would say it's kind of like comforting. Just we work well together. We've gotten it down. We know what works. We know what doesn't. And it definitely just helps a lot strategizing and all that against opponents.
Yes, it's really nice to have a teammate that you've been playing with for so many years that you know how to communicate with each other and work well to take the win.
Expectations, what did you have in mind as far as individual or team success this season, and how far along those goals are we? Just did you have any goals at the beginning that you wanted to accomplish?
I think as a team we wanted to progress further into the team state. We got quite far last year and we're hoping to progress farther into the state tournament.
Yes, definitely pushing farther into the state tournament this year, and then even taking those little matches against just towns around us and just getting a farther lead from those teams.
Tennis is one of those unique sports where obviously it is a team competition, but the only way to move up or down is to play against your teammates. What has that been like? Obviously, it felt awkward for me in high school to challenge my teammates, but it is something that makes you all better, right?
Yes, it definitely pushes us and makes us better, but I think we all handle it very well. Like, we all take on the competition and we use that to make ourselves better, and we definitely don't make it turn against each other. We all know we're here to do our best, and we all understand that.
We use the opportunities of challenges to grow as opponents and as teammates. We can use the challenges we face against our teammates to advance in our skills.
Well, I'll ask the same question I asked some of the guys earlier. Construction, how has that affected everybody? It's usually pretty loud at practice, but you kind of tune it out after a while. How's that affected the season so far?
It is definitely a challenge to hear the score of whether you're saying it or whether your opponent is saying it, or to hear a call that's out. Sometimes I will miss a call and keep playing when the ball's out, but you just got to roll with it and, you know, keep playing.
Yes, definitely in those more important times you can't hear a lot, but I honestly think through time I've kind of just gotten used to it and just having them there every day. I think a big factor, though, is took away a few of the courts with the construction, so we're definitely crunched down onto more courts now, but we're kind of used to it and rolling with it now.
Favorite memory either so far, or favorite something you're looking forward to? I know we're not quite there at the end of the season yet, but what has been the most favorite memory so far, or something you're looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to traveling with just the top varsity to different matches. It's a really close group of girls, and it's fun to have just little moments that we can just know that we experience together, and it's just fun.
Yes, I'm definitely also looking forward to the postseason part of it, and I also definitely a big thing this year that I've enjoyed is having the music and the excitement and all the fun at all these practices.
Close to graduation for one of you, at least. What's that like getting ready to be done with high school?
Oh, it's definitely a weird feeling. A lot of emotions with different things, but I'm definitely excited, and definitely just gives me a different perspective on a lot of things and just taking these moments in and taking the best of all the opportunities I have.
And then for the junior here, what has it been like learning from this senior class over the last couple of years and knowing that there's going to be a lot of new faces on the varsity lineup next year?
Yes, the group of seniors have been so influential in my life, and they are such good leaders, and I strive to be a good leader to the underclassmen next year, and it'll be a good learning opportunity for myself and others.
How are we preparing for postseason for this squad? There's still a lot of big challenges ahead. How are we planning on succeeding at postseason? What do you want to work on over the next couple of weeks?
We're going to work on more technical skills and playing against our teammates to try to work on new skills that we may need to improve on, and hopefully we can see improvements there and be ready for the postseason.
Yes, we've definitely been working a lot on our strategy and just working together and just kind of strengthening the things that we know just so we can solidify it before the postseason.
And then finally, last question, doubles partners, how's that chemistry gone for both of you so far? Just in, you know, getting those ready for the season, and of course, competition throughout the season. What has doubles been like?
Doubles has been great for me all of high school. This year, I'm playing with one of my great friends, Macy Lurseth, and we just have a lot of chemistry with each other because we've been pretty much best friends since third grade.
My doubles partner is Zoe Belt, and we are actually a new pairing this year, but we have really worked well together. We have pulled out some great wins, and we have learned to communicate with each other and know what the other person likes to hear and what the other person doesn't like to hear, and we've had some great wins, and it's been fun.
Once again, Emily Allen and Lauren Danielson on today's Lately Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. Find the full interview online at KNIAKRLS.com.